run, and they're racing in the Melbourne Cup.
The countdown to this year's Cup is on.
Fowler declares kicks. Fowler declares bottom for Australia. They're on top of the world.
You've just won Australia's greatest race.
Yeah, it's an amazingly special thing to happen. I really can't believe it.
Salamander,
this year's leading Cup contenders.
I think it's how the horse feels underneath you.
In the Racing Pulse Lexus Melbourne Cup Diaries.
Oh my God, I've been waiting years for this moment.
Well, this is the last edition of the Lexus Melbourne Cup Diaries. We've been following the major contenders over the last couple of months, and this time next week, it will be Melbourne Cup Day. TJ Comerford, the travelling foreman for Aidan O'Brien, joins us. Good morning, TJ.
Morning, how are you?
Very well indeed. I know it was an important morning out there, 7 days out from the big event. What work did Tiger Moth and also Anthony Van Dyck do?
They both walked over the mile and they walked on the grass. They walked on their own, you know. But they went to Tiger Moth walked over a mile and just because he hasn't ran in a while, and Anthony Van Dyck walked over the 7.5. And they went really well. Very straightforward. Just building along all the way, and it went really well. You know, so they're well. Like Anthony Van Dyck is very fit in that, and I suppose Tiger Moth just needs a little bit more than that. But no, they're very good. They're 100%.
Well, you've got some pretty good form lines and barometers of how the horses are going when you've got Anthony Van Dyck and Armory, who have performed so well in two of the majors. Can you compare how Tiger Moth is going to them?
Well, like, I suppose Tiger Moth is a lot. He wouldn't have as much experience as, I suppose, every other horse in the race. But, like, at the same time, he's doing everything. He's a lot done for an international horse, really, because he's had plenty of days away working, and he's had he's taken on good horses in Group One races and that, you know. And he probably ran a little bit green in the Irish Derby when he finished second to Santiago. He built on it then the next day in the Group Three over a mile and a half. They went a very quick gallop and that, and he came and he won easy, you know. So he's probably a horse that's learning all the time. Tiger Moth, but like he's very mature, even for a horse that hasn't got any a lot of experience. But no, he's very good, and he's only but pleased with all the time.
Well, it'll only be his fifth start in a Melbourne Cup, which is quite incredible for us to try and comprehend over here the way we race our horses. But one factor that may be in his favour is that there won't be 100,000 screaming fans there, because it can affect some horses, especially the internationals who have never seen that before. But how do you think he'll deal with the actual pressure of the race itself? 24 horses, a massive field.
I don't think that'll bother him at all. I would never have worried about that. I would never have worried about that anywhere, because I'll tell you why. Actually, funny you should mention that, because Anthony Van Dyck, when he ran in the Caulfield Cup, normally he gets warm and that. But then again, they don't expect. It's like a piece of work, really, because they're turn up at the races. There's nobody there, and they run the race like he lost no weight. And the same with Armory, you know. But I'm sure the next day when they run, they might be back to their normal selves. Which, really, you know, I like to think that even Anthony Van Dyck, the way he ran the last time, he was very laid back for him, because he didn't get that warm at all. But Tiger Moth is a horse that I could see him taking it very well, and even though he's lightly raised, it doesn't seem to bother him. Nothing seems to bother him, because he leads all the horses here at Werribee around the track, and it's a thing that we've never done with him at home. But the first few days he was ducking and that, and now he seems to have settled into it, you know. So I don't really see that he's at a disadvantage, if you know what I'm saying. I think that he's just a lightly raced horse that just wouldn't have the experience of all the other cup runners, but maybe that might just stand to his it might be an advantage for him, you know.
And with Anthony van Dijk, who was brilliant in the Caulfield Cup, do you think that experience will actually improve him, what you were talking about there?
Anthony van Dijk is a class horse, definitely a class horse. And if anything, he looks better now than he's ever looked in his entire life, you know? I mean, like, he looks brilliant. Like, he has to carry 58.5 kilos, and I talk a lot to Lloyd Williams, because Lloyd is very experienced, and he knows what it takes to win Melbourne Cups, you know, and he's very keen on both our horses, but he does think that Anthony van Dijk is a class horse, and he says that he looks really well, because I send Lloyd the videos every day, so he just, you know, he's doing all the right things, Anthony van Dijk, you know, and God, he looks a picture. He actually looks a picture. And he's an English Derby winner, like, so like, it's a kind of new to everyone, bringing an English Derby winner here to win a Melbourne Cup. But like, we've brought good horses in the past, and it has never worked out as the same, you know, because maybe it's the weight issue. But it's not so much the weight that he has to carry, it's the weight that he has to give away. So he's actually given weight away to Tiger Moth, which is a lot of weight, you know what I mean? So 6 kilos is a lot, like, so, but like, look, that's what he has to do, and I'm sure he'll do it well too, you know, because he has the physicality to do it as well, you know. So he's a good, strong horse, and like I say, he's doing everything right, you know. But it's good that he's lightly raced as well this year. So he's won in France before we got here. He's bet Stradivarius. He's bet Stradivarius twice this year. The twice he's met him. He's Group One form at home lately as well in the Coronation Cup. He's went to France and he's won the Prix Five. The last day, he was just a little bit unfortunate that he got drawn bad, and the ground wasn't probably to his liking, you know, because he does like quick ground, and he would normally get quick ground at Caulfield for the Caulfield Cup, just one of those years where it's been quite wet. But listen, he still ran a good race, and he'll run a good race the next day again.
Well, we spoke to Glenn Boss, who after winning on Sir Dragonair, the Cox Plate horse, you know very well, he labelled Anthony van Dijk as the horse to beat in the Melbourne Cup. Have you got a leaning to Anthony van Dijk over Tiger Moth?
I know, lad, like we had Sir Dragonair and that, you know, but like, Sir Dragonair is a very, very good horse. Sir Dragonair is a very good horse. Sir Dragonair was working, I remember seeing him working in Ballydoyle back in the spring, and Shamey Road, Sir Dragonair, and then Shamey Road, another piece of work, and Anthony van Dijk, and their work was very, very good. I mean, Sir Dragonair is a very, very good horse, but Anthony van Dijk is a Derby winner. Sir Dragonair was very close in the Derby. He only ran in the Derby on his third run, so like, he won his maiden first time out with Tipperary, and then he won in Chester, and then we run him in the Derby, you know. So like, he was very inexperienced, but he wasn't beaten very far now, you know. So like, those type of horses are class horses now. So, but if you're asking me, I probably wouldn't swap our two, because we're both different ends of the handicap. One's a Derby winner, and the other is an improving horse. So I probably wouldn't swap them now. I mean, they're two real good chances, and I wouldn't like to single them out, which one I would prefer, because it's a bit difficult when you're working with them. But I really do like our chances, you know. So you'd like to be hopeful, but as you know, we've been coming here every year trying to win it, and we've been second in it and third in it plenty of times, you know. So it's not easy to win the race. So, but I'd like to think that we have two really good live chances, you know.
Well, TJ, you're due for a change of luck. Second in the Caulfield Cup, second in the Cox Plate, and you've, as you said, run so many placings in the Melbourne Cup. It could well be this year. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
TJ Comerford, sounding very bullish about both his runners. I wonder whether Paul Pushka will be able to hold off the invasion of the internationals, because it's been a long 12 months. plotting and planning, and now we are just 7 days away with Surprise Baby, who returns to Flemington, and he had his final important piece of work this morning. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very good. How did he work this morning?
Yeah, look, I was really happy this morning. Nice and settled work. We didn't have to go digging for gold or anything. It was just a nice pipe opener. And really happy, quite slick work in the end, you know. Really happy where he's at mentally. And anyway, it's the longest 7 days to go.
Well, it has been a long 12 months, no doubt. Now you're down to 7. Craig went up there to ride him, I believe, this morning, his final piece of work. So did he do much? Did you open him up much at all?
Yeah, look, they sort of got stride in the last 600 of the work. And, you know, it was really nice work out deep on the track. So, you know, I think he's in great shape and lovely and sound and really want to stay. So that's the important part. The package is all there. He's proved he can stay, and everything's gone to plan so far. You know, we'll just get this last 7 days out. You won't stop stressing until you got him on the boat going to Flemington. You know,
how tough is this last week?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been told 5 times, stop taking the horse, leave him. Yeah, it's sort of like a cat and a hot tin roof, just looking. And, but, you know, touch wood, everything's going good. He's galloped this morning and he's got the head in the feed bowl licking out. So not much I can do, but just let him enjoy this last 7 days, you know.
Is he a better horse than last year?
Yeah, he's very... last year there was an element of fear about him, and this year he's quite relaxed and a lot better forced to work. Last year was quite difficult nearly all the way through, and this year he's been a horse that just relaxed and does his job and grown a bit more professional, you know. So I think we got him right. I thought the Turnbull run was spot on for a horse that. You know, he was fitness-wise, he was well beyond the 2000. So it was great to see him still competitive at the 2000. You know,
have you been watching your opposition, the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate, the internationals?
Yeah, it's hard not to, but I learned from last year. Forget about all that. Just concentrate on your own horse because it can get to you, can't it? You know, like they got some good horses here and. Good horses, there's not much between them all, I don't think, you know. So forget about them and worry about me and front up on Tuesday, my plan.
Is it hard not to let the mind wander when you're staring at the ceiling at night time about winning
a cup? Yeah, it is. But lucky enough, we'll keep busy enough and there's plenty to do, so... I'll just keep on that path for the next 7 days and enjoy. You know, hopefully we have a bit of luck and he's really in good shape and in a great mind. So just hopefully you still need a fair bit of luck on the day.
Mm. And you need luck with the barriers. He drew 20 last year and that pretty much crueled your chances. A barrier draw after the Derby meeting on Saturday. Where would you ideally like him to draw?
Oh, look, he's, I guess sort of that inside 11. You know, it'll be what it'll be, but you've got to deal with it, and that's what this race is about. But ideally, if he draws the middle and an option to open.
Could you have two runners in the cup? Could Admire Robson win his way in the Hotham on Saturday?
Yeah, look, certainly good work this morning, and... he's in really good shape and he's sort of third up. He's going to be real strong after that. He came off that last run really strong. So, you know, fingers crossed we can, it's a big ask, but he's certainly a nice horse. Nice and sound. Everything's going our way. So, really look forward to seeing him at Flemington over the 25. and a bit of luck this time, you know, they might run it along a bit, and he'd be right in it.
Yeah, he was unlucky in the Bart Cummings, and he was so strong to the line. Is he a horse that if he did win, would he be able to back up on the Tuesday?
Yeah, for sure. One thing I noticed, you know, coming back from the second up run, he was strong the day after, and I thought, hello, he'd be the right horse for it. So I suppose being lightly raced, and the foundations have been there. The first one was sort of a trial, if you would like, and we got fair income with him second up, and he really came off that run, bring him on. So once again, you know, we'll be there to try and get in, and a little bit of luck needed.
Absolutely. Who's going to ride him on Saturday in the Hotham?
I've got Bossy's aboard, so he's a good man at the job, so we'll leave it to him.
Yeah, oh, well, he'll be able to give you a good report if he does win his way in, because he's on one of your hardest to beat, Sir Dragonet, as well. How did Luna Fox come through the Derby trial on Saturday?
Yeah, look, he's had a bit of a bleed. You know, sort of probably he's just not where he should be, and just disappointing, really. It just never panned out for us. He didn't rest in the run, was more concerning for me going forward. They've got to drop that bridle and come back and rest, and he certainly didn't do that. So we'll forget about the Derby and put him aside and come with another plan, you know.
Well, it's going to be a huge 7 days for you. Can you have a nerve settler at Bendigo tomorrow, Bendigo Cup Day? You've got a few runners?
Yeah, look, a couple in there. And, you know, Bendigo Cup Day is a strong day of racing. I'm afraid I probably need a fair bit of luck there.
All right, so maybe something each way at value tomorrow. Good luck with the next 7 days, Paul. We'll be following the countdown with Surprise Baby. He's got a lot of fans hoping that he can fly the Aussie flag next Tuesday.
No worries, man. Thank you.
Paul Pruska joining us there. Great insight about the nerves and the build-up that he will face over the next 7 days with Surprise Baby, who was the unlucky runner in last year's Lexus Melbourne Cup.